Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Erica Kane?
Yes. Were you just calling my mom?
Yeah, we are trying to contact Patricia, but she doesn't respond.
Yeah, she sleeps till pretty late. She doesn't get up so early.
Okay, don't worry. The question is that we would like to know if the caregiver or the provider services, she has been working these days.
Yes.
Yeah, it's because here in the system is showing us that she's clocking in and clocking out of the range outside of your home. So we just wanted to confirm that the services has been provided.
No, she waits till the exact time and she's in my living room, so it's not out of range from nowhere.
Okay, I understand. We just wanted to confirm that the services were provided.
Yes, she was here yesterday 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, perfect. In this case,
and she comes right on time and she leaves right on time.
Okay, in this case, thank you so much, Erica. Have a great day.
I wanted to talk to you.
Yes.
My son, remember, you sent him the link for the application?
Yeah, I can do that. I can send him the information.
No, you did already. He got the link already and he passed the test yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but probably I was not the person that sent him the link, but I can do a follow-up of that.
Yeah, he passed the test yesterday. So, and unfortunately, my mom, on Monday, she got diagnosed with ovarian cancer now.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm going to see if the doctor will approve her for some more hours.
Okay. Okay.
Because she's going to have to start chemo now, and she's going to get sick and stuff.
Yeah, I understand in that case. Just
so who do I speak to for that?
I can make the request, or you can go to the insurer. In this case, you have to ask to your doctor if they approve more hours, and after that, insurance should be taking care of that.
Who?
You should ask to the doctor that he's the one who provides more hours.
Okay.
Okay. In this case, okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye.